And the chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Chance of rain tonight, 50%. Stay tuned for Now and Then. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmanservicecenter.com. Kathy Geary, welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, it's about baritones, the unusual voice in rock and roll. So, this program is about singer-songwriters, and half of that equation is the singer part. Now, it takes a great songwriter to captivate my attention, the poetry, the lyric intention of the words, but equally important is the singing, is the voice. And I was planning out the program today, and I really had a longing to hear a deep male voice. And that particular voice is described by the word baritone. So I'll just give you a little overview. You might know this already, but maybe it's something you're not familiar with. Human voice, singing voices, are categorized into four basic categories. The first cut is the women and then the men. And the female voice, the highest voice, is a soprano. And then the middle voice is a mezzo-soprano, half a soprano. And then the lowest female voice is called alto or contralto. In the same way that the female voice is divided into high, medium, and low, the same categories also are applied to the male voice. The highest male voice is called the tenor voice. And then the middle voice would be called a baritone. And then the lowest voice is called a bass. So there's a thumbnail sketch for you. Now, how do you decide where a voice fits in that category? Well, you know, you would think, and one of the important criteria is how high can that person sing? And how low can that person, what's the highest note that person can sing? And what's the lowest note they can sing? Well, that helps guide you toward if they're a high, a medium, or a low voice. But it's not just the range. Range refers to the highest and the lowest notes. But it's also, there's a certain quality to the sound, the texture of the sound, and that is called timbre. And that's where you start to get adjectives like dark and light, or smoky, or sexy, or trumpet-like. That would be about the timbre of the voice. So it's not just the range, but it's also the color of the voice. And then the last thing that determines it is the coordination, the facility. How fast can this person sing a run? Do they do lots of really fast runs and scales and a ton of ornaments? Or do they really sing long, slow, sustained melodies? Where's their strengths? So it takes a lot to decide what kind of voice a person has. So there I am, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, I really want to hear a low male voice. And the very first person that pops into my mind is Leonard Cohen. Leonard Cohen, such a gifted poet, but also such an expressive singer, such a unique voice. And then the second name that comes immediately to mind when I think of the low, round sound of a male voice is Johnny Cash. So we're going to start our program off with listening to some music from both of these singer-songwriters. Now, there's a lot I would say, but we want to hear some music here, so I'm going to get into that. But here's what I want you to notice. I'm going to play two songs by Leonard Cohen back to back. Leonard Cohen was born on September the 21st in 1934. And we lost Leonard Cohen. He died on November the 7th in 2016. And he lived to a ripe old age. And during practically his entire lifetime, he recorded for many, many years, 40, 50 years he was recording. So it's interesting when the concept of a voice comes in. There's a recording I have of Leonard Cohen live at the Isle of Wight in 1970. So that means at that time he's 36 years old. His career's already started. He's written and released some of his most famous songs. And for me, one of the most iconic songs that Leonard Cohen wrote is called Suzanne, which was really made popular by Judy Collins. But we're going to hear Leonard Cohen live in 1970 singing Suzanne. Okay, he's 36 years old. Then we're going to come forward dramatically. Okay, we're going to come to 2001. So that's a 31-year skip. So there he is at 36. Then we're going to hear him, and he's 67 years old. So the album that we're going to hear the second song from is called 10 New Songs, released in 2001. And the thing that I want you to notice is that as a person ages, their voice gets lower, typically, but not always. Leonard Cohen is a true baritone, has a true deep voice. When he was only 36 years old, he already had this dark, round, deep voice. And when you hear him at 67 years old, it's the same voice. It's a little lower, but he still sings beautifully, so beautifully. So let's luxuriate in the sound, the unusual voice in rock and roll. Let's listen to Leonard Cohen. We're going to start, like I said, with Suzanne live in the Isle of Wight, 1970.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength. And she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. Travel with her, you want to travel blind, and you know she can trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. Yes, and Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water. And he spent a long time watching from his lonesome wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. Oh, but he himself was broken long before the sky would open, forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. Come with me now, and you want to travel with him, you want to travel. maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand, she leads you to the river. Ah, she's wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counters, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor, and she shows you where to look amid the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and you know she will find you, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind. Let's sing another song, boys.
but there was nothing left between. The nameless, nameless and the name, all busy in the sunlight. The flecks deer float and dance, and I was tumbled up with them. In formless circumstance, I'll try to say a little more.
The unmistakable bass baritone singing of Leonard Cohen. The album was called 10 New Songs, released in 2001. He was 67 years old when he recorded that song. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then, and we're ruminating about baritones in rock and roll. What an unusual voice type in rock and roll that baritones are. So, you know, I was talking earlier about how he's a true baritone, that even as a young man, we heard that song, Suzanne, live at the Isle of Wight. When he's 36, he's got that low baritone sound. He's got the texture. He's got the slow lyrical line. And at 67 years old, he still has all of that. His voice has dropped maybe a third, and there's a certain breathiness there. But it's the same voice he had as a young man. When a person sings well on a column of air, you can sing well into your 70s, mid-70s, before flesh and blood starts to take over. When you have a voice and they use a lot of muscles in their throat, or they use a lot of pressure and tension to create their voice, that voice is not going to last as long. We see a lot of people wiping out in rock and roll, and that's why it's a different kind of technique. Well, Leonard Cohen had a beautiful singing voice right up until we lost him. You know, I have played some of his final recordings, You Want It Darker, recorded right before he passed away in November of 2016. And that is not exactly the best example of how his voice maintained its quality. He was almost speaking at that point. And when he recorded his final album, he was alone at an apartment with a microphone on the coffee table, kind of speaking the words. But the thing that is astounding for me is that he did a live world tour in 2009 and 2010. He was 75 years old, and to me, this is a spectacular demonstration of how someone who sings well can sing into their 70s with the same vitality, with the same energy in the sound, with the same strength of delivery. Leonard Cohen would do these two-hour concerts. He's 75 years old. These two-hour concerts, so remarkable, so remarkable. So I'm going to play a recording from Leonard Cohen live in London from 2009. He's got a lot of backup singers. I think it's pretty poignant. It's called Democracy is Coming to the USA. And then after that, I want to play another bass baritone who you already know, Johnny Cash. And Johnny Cash also was a wonderfully talented singer. He had a very natural technique and recorded long into his life. Leonard Cohen outlived Johnny Cash. Leonard Cohen was about 82 years old when he passed, and Johnny Cash was 71. But Leonard Cohen and Johnny Cash were only born 2 years apart. Johnny Cash was only 2 years older than Leonard Cohen. And Johnny Cash actually recorded one of Leonard Cohen's songs, one of my favorite songs, called Bird on a Wire. The recording was released posthumously in 2009. So I wanted to play these two tracks back to back. These men are the same age, they're very contemporary musically. And notice the quality of the singing. And of course, luxuriate in that incredibly expressive, deep sound of the male voice, the baritone. We're going to start with Democracy is Coming to the USA. And then we're going to hear Johnny Cash, Bird on a Wire.
I'm sentimental, if you know what I mean. I love the country, but I can't stand the scene. And I'm neither left or right. I'm just staying home tonight, getting lost in that hopeless little screen. But I'm stubborn as those garbage bags that time cannot decay. I'm junk, but I'm still holding up this little wild bouquet. Democracy is coming to the USA.
Sail on, sail on. ship of state to the shores of Mead, past the reefs of green, through the swamps of hate. Sail on, sail on, sail on.
It's coming to America first. It's here they've got the reins, the machinery for change, and it's here they've got the spiritual thirst. It's here the family's broken, and it's here the lonely say that the heart has got to open in a fundamental way.
Democracy is coming to the USA.
Love again. We'll be going down so deep the river's gonna weep and the mountain's gonna shout amen. It's coming like the tidal flood beneath the lure's sway, imperial, mysterious, in amorous array. Democracy is coming to the USA.
Like a bird on a wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Like a fish on a hook, like a night in some old-fashioned book, I have saved all my ribbons for thee. And if I have been unkind, I just hope you will let it go by. And if I have been untrue, I hope you know it was never to you. Like a baby stillborn, like a beast with his horn, I have torn everyone who reached out to me. But I swear by the song and by all that I have done wrong, I'll make it all up to thee. I saw a young man leaning on his wooden crutch. He called out to me, "Don't ask for so much." And a young woman leaning in her darkened door, she cried out to me, "Why not ask for more?" Like a bird on a wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free.
So fine. Such beautiful singing. Johnny Cash singing Leonard Cohen's song, Bird on a Wire. That was released posthumously in 2009. Johnny Cash passed away in 2003. But the same year that that album was released, Johnny Cash singing Leonard Cohen's Bird on a Wire, that very same year, Leonard Cohen was kicking it, doing a live world concert tour. We happened to hear Live in London, recorded in 2009, when Leonard Cohen was 75 years old. Oh, yeah. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, the fascination of the baritone voice. It's the most unusual voice in rock and roll. Now, that's an interesting statement. And I didn't realize that that was the case. But it came to me while I was trying to figure out the playlist for a Now and Then episode that would feature baritones in rock and roll. And I started to think about the singers that I like the most. So let's go through a list here. So I love the way Sting sings. Oh my God, Sting. What a voice. When he was very young with the Police back in the 70s, lead singer for the Police. You know, that high voice. Roxanne. Oh my God. Powerful and high, powerful tenor singing. An incredible singer all over the place, but clearly very high male voice, a tenor, totally a tenor. Paul McCartney, one of the most beautiful high tenor voices that I know. Gorgeous singing, all of his love songs. And even when he's singing rock and roll, back in the U.S., back, it's very high. It's always very high. No question that Paul McCartney is a tenor. Let's talk about Neil Young. Oh, man, take a look. Very high. Look at my life. Even as a young man, so high. And even as he has continued to record throughout his life, still a tenor. Very high. Okay, so well, let's look a little further. What about Irish tenors? You've heard the phrase. Perhaps you've never heard the phrase. Irish tenor. Irish tenor is a very high male voice with a vibrato. A vibrato is kind of a fluctuation in the tone. Like a straight tone sounds like this. Oh, and that same pitch with vibrato. Oh, that's vibrato. So let's think. Irish singers, Irish rock and roll singers. Van Morrison, tenor. What a marvelous night for a moon. Tenor, high. What about Ed Sheeran? Very young, very new. Very high, tenor, totally a tenor. What about Led Zeppelin? Let's think about, you know, heavier rock lead singers. Robert Plant is a tenor. Oh my goodness, Phil Collins is a tenor. Art Garfunkel is a tenor. Al Green, Let's Stay Together, he's a tenor. So is Michael Jackson, he's a tenor. Nick Drake, one of my favorite singers, he's a tenor. It appears that an incredibly large percentage of male rock and roll singers, they're tenors. That is just so backwards and upside down from the typical scenario in other musical genres, like in the world of opera, or in the world of classical music, or in the world of Broadway. All of those musical genres, the tenor voice is the most unusual, the rarest voice, the hardest voice to find. And yet we find them all over rock and roll. Well, this is a new concept for me, and I'm still mulling that over. I do have a couple of theories. So I talked earlier about tenor, the highest male voice. And then the middle voice is called a baritone. And then the low voice is called a bass baritone. And Leonard Cohen and Johnny Cash are down in the bass baritone category. Oh my God, it's just so beautiful, that dark sound. And then you have what you call the middle of the male range, which is a baritone. And there's a couple of different types of baritones. There's a lyric baritone. As one of my best friends likes to say, that's a tenor with no high notes. It's a lighter sound. It's kind of a higher sound, but they don't really have a lot of really exciting high notes. They're a high, middle-range male voice. That would be Paul Simon. When Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel sang together, Art Garfunkel always sang the high notes. He's the tenor. Paul Simon is a lyric baritone. James Taylor, lovely, light, kind of high-sounding singing, but no real high notes, lyric baritone. Let's go heavier rock and roll. Mick Jagger, lyric baritone. Does not have the vocal range that Sting has, but he still has that light, biting texture. Lyric baritone, Mick Jagger. John Lennon, lyric baritone. Where are the bass baritones? Well, I found another person besides Leonard Cohen and Johnny Cash, but it's not the first person that came to mind. Perhaps you're familiar with Eric Burdon. He did a lot of recording with the Animals and later with a funkadelic band called War. But Eric Burdon is also a true baritone. And then we have another type of singer whose voice falls into a low baritone category as they age. And so that's Bob Dylan. And quite a few other singers. But Bob Dylan is the perfect example of somebody who starts with a higher voice, and then as they record over time, the voice gets lower and lower and lower. And as gifted as Bob Dylan is as a songwriter, one of the master performers of our time, however lousy vocal technique, God knows I love you, Bob. I love you, Bob. However, when it comes to just the technique, the physical coordination of singing, he uses a lot of pressure. He uses a lot of squeezing. He rides on his emotion, and he doesn't really have a technique in place. It has not stopped him from being one of the world's greatest artists. So let's hear how he has changed to what I consider a baritone status, from a lyric baritone as a young man all the way down to low baritone. Now, you know what Bob Dylan sounded like. He started his career like in 1965 when he was 24 years old. We're talking Blowing in the Wind. We're talking Masters of War. You know, all the real early Dylan. I'm not going to play that for you. You know what that sounds like. Let's go forward. Let's go forward in Bob Dylan's career. Let's go from 24 years old when he started to now he's 56 years old. It's 1997. He's now 56 years old, and he releases an album called Time Out of Mind, produced by Daniel Lanois. And his voice is significantly lower, but not as low as it's going to become several years later, 14 years later, when he releases an album called Tempest in 2012. Now, when Bob Dylan records Tempest, he's now 71 years old. Now, keep in mind that Leonard Cohen and Bob Dylan are about the same age. We heard the about the same age as when they recorded the tracks we're about to hear. We heard Leonard Cohen at 75 years old singing live in London. So when you hear The Tempest, keep in mind that Dylan's the same year, same time frame, but his voice sounds so much older, so much marked by time and character. So here we go, Bob Dylan, 56 years old, 1997. The track is called Love Sick. And then we're going to hear from 2012, when he's 71 years old, from The Tempest, a song that he wrote as a tribute to John Lennon, a beautiful song called Roll On, John. Here we go, Bob Dylan.
I'm walking through the streets that are dead, walking with you in my head. My feet are so tired, my brain is so wired. And the clouds are weeping. Did I hear someone tell a lie? Did I hear someone's distant cry? I spoke like a child, you destroyed me with a smile while I was sleeping. I'm sick of love, that I'm in the thick of it. This kind of love, I'm so sick of it. I see lovers in the meadow, I see silhouettes in the window. Watch them till they're gone, and they leave me hanging on to a shadow. I'm sick of love. I hear the clock tick. This kind of love, I'm lovesick.
Thank you.
Sometimes the silence can be like thunder. Sometimes I wanna take to the road and plunder. Could you ever be true? I think of you, and I wonder. I'm sick of love. I wish I never met you. I'm sick of love. I'm trying to forget you. Just don't know what to do. I'd give anything to be with you.
Burn so bright,
Bob Dylan.
Put on your bags.
Roll on, join. I heard the news today. Oh, boy. Bob Dylan recorded that in 2012. The album is called Tempest, Roll On, John, a tribute to John Lennon. And there we hear Bob Dylan down, down, down in the lowest part of his range. I'm Kathy Geary, and today's program is about baritones. So, you know, Bob Dylan became a baritone as he aged. But now I want to play a couple of other singers who started out as baritones and have so much to offer in that category. There's a singer you probably know called Tom Waits. Well, I wanted to play another singer, a good friend of mine, who kind of is in that category of that gravelly, gospely voice, the Reverend Vince Anderson. An incredible baritone voice and also a remarkable keyboard player, kind of in the style of Leon Russell. He recorded a song written by Ron English. The song is called The Seed of God, released in 2000. The album is called Revelations Book 2. So we're going to hear the Reverend Vince Anderson. And then right after that, I mentioned Eric Burdon. Turns out that Eric Burdon was born in the exact same year as Bob Dylan. And Eric Burdon recorded an album in 2013 called The River Is Rising. And now listen to the quality of his singing, the nature of his voice almost untouched by time, versus the wear and tear that Bob Dylan's expressive voice shows. So let's keep those two things in mind. Let's start with the Reverend Vince Anderson. This is The Seed of God.
Jesus. to agree. Each one in my heart has planted a seed, but I ain't no different from any of you. I look at myself and I see them there too. The devil in Jesus. The devil in Jesus. Be careful, my friend, which side you feel. Monster inside soon will be revealed. Not true. Either the devil or Jesus will tell you what to do. The devil or Jesus that you keep confined, there's always a danger of losing your mind. The devil in
Till Your River Runs Dry, released in 2012. That song was The Devil in Jesus. And right before that, the Reverend Vince Anderson, Seed of God. Both actual and spectacular baritones. I'm Kathy Geary. I hope you enjoyed the music on today's show, and once again, thank you so much for listening. Now and then, support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmanservicecenter.com. It's about 1 minute before 4 o'clock. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. We are Radio Catskill. We're your community radio station. Stay tuned. The Janice Addams Show will be coming right up. Support comes from you and from RM Farm Real Estate, Main Street in Livingston Manor. Listing and selling properties of all sizes and prices in Sullivan County and surrounding